So when people are diagnosed with depression and they are prescribed medication, is medication necessary? See, there are two different situations. That means we all face human problems. Human problems means, you know, we may face loss, we may face failure, we may face rejection. These are human problems. And the attempt to find chemical solutions to human problems is doomed. Now, human problems require us to grow. You know, we need to grow in our humanness, we need to grow in our spirituality. So if it's a problem which is a human problem, you know, which is a part of our normal course of life, and we find ourselves unable to cope with it. So chemicals, they will not really help us to cope with that. But for that, actually, we need to meet a deeper understanding of what life is, what the purpose of life is. For that, we really need to grow spiritually. At the same time, many times depression can can arise from some chemical deficiency or some structural damage to the brain. So when there is a clear physical diagnosis that, okay, this particular chemical is short or this particular area of the brain is having some sort of functional issues, then in that case, we do need medication. Because, you know, the spiritual is never the substitute for the material. The spiritual is the complement for the material. So, if my hand is fractured, then my meditation is not going to cure the fracture. I need to go to a doctor and treat it. So, like that, if there is some serious physical, chemical, structural problem in the brain that is causing some mental issues, then we can't demand that spirituality should solve that problem. So, in most cases, if people go to psychiatrists or psychologists, there's a book called Cracked. It's written by a psychiatrist. He says how psychiatry is doing more harm than good. So he described an experiment in England. They had a normal person, a sane person. He went to 6 different psychiatrists, and he described the same set of symptoms. But in each description, in each psychiatrist, he emphasized one symptom more. Now, for example, one he said, "I'm feeling very worried." Another said, "I'm feeling very negative." Third, he said, "I'm feeling very hateful." And these 6 different psychiatrists, they gave 6 entirely different diagnoses. And not only entire diagnosis in terms of what the problem is, but prescriptions in terms of chemicals, very different chemicals. So the problem with psychiatry primarily is that mental health problems are not based on any physical issues most of them. If I have malaria, there's a germ that can isolate. Okay, this is a germ, this has increased, and this is the chemical that will kill that. So, but there's nothing like that. So that's why the attempt to medicate away human problems, that often aggravates things. So in general, we shouldn't think of medication as a quick fix solution to stress or depression or addiction. But at the same time, if somebody is chronically depressed, and some tangible, clear diagnosis comes of some chemical imbalance or some structural damage, then it is not that to be spiritual, one has to not take the medicines. So one has to take the medicines, but in general, even if we are taking the medicines, now if we grow spiritually, we will be able to cope with the process of treatment also better. Because psychosomatic diseases are also a big problem today, where the attitudes of the mind, the emotions of the mind, they manifest as physical health issues. So when they have manifested as physical health issues, certain physical level treatment is required. But at the mental level also, there has to be a change of attitude. So it's best to focus on spiritual growth, but it's not necessary to make it a principle. Just for the sake of spirituality, one cannot take some chemical or biological treatments when they are necessary. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions?